Blog Talk Radio.
It's crazy on the beat. There is no doubt we hardcore. There is no beef in this world. We couldn't start for it. The game we outlawed. Rock cake ours, we got yours. Just call it
war, 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 war.
There is no doubt we hardcore.
Swear to God.
There is no beef in this world.
I love this.
We couldn't start for it. The game we outlawed.
Yeah.
Rock cake ours,
yeah.
We got
call
yours. Just
yeah.
call it
war, 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 war.
In this game of war, got me in these planets. Yeah. Why the flow is recommended. But my juice like pomegranate. Beyond the antics.
Woo.
Leave it to me to be critical.
Uh-huh.
Style and visual.
Woo.
Beyond rap. Sicker than clinical.
Yeah.
I could really care less.
Yeah.
About the rap.
Uh-huh.
And in life, who is making rare checks?
Yeah.
The best movement. Killing my sound is needing the lyrics. More smart than encyclopedias. It's a war, war. Cold day outside. 30 degrees below zero. And the frostbite's rise. This is my story. Rappers can't erase us. When people face us, I get dimes. You are chicken chasers. No one is equal to the Don Montana, bro. Got a better chance finding Ace antidote. I'm a waller like Julius. Imagine. Editor in chief. My storyline is truly tragic.
World War.
There is no doubt we hardcore. There is no beef in this world. We couldn't start for it. This game we outlawed. Why take ours? We got yours. Just call it
World War, War, War.
There is no doubt we hardcore. There is no beef in this world. We couldn't start for it. This game we outlawed. Why take ours? We got yours. Just call it
World War, War, War.
Heavenly grace, my father. So most people out there don't even bother. My swagger's like history. The more confidence you get, the more people loving my ability. But it's a cold world. My people know that it's time to get a disease and start spraying like a swine flu. Like Big Set, yep, I'm robbed like the slave ships. There is nothing out there to break this. Cold war, let's break shit. Out war, people banging outdoor. Montana got it prepared. I hope you got yours. I'm beyond what you call a war general. No tested lieutenant, being on rapper repellent. Tensions will make the people get it. Seven, I drew the credit and read it. I'm actually mentioned addicted to fetish, so check it. You can feel the burn like Al Green's face. Messi, the all-time great. Hey, there is no doubt we hardcore. There is no beef in this world. We couldn't start for it. This game we outlawed. Why take ours? We got yours. Just call it
war, 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 war.
There is no doubt we hardcore. There is no beef in this world. We couldn't start for it. This game we outlawed. Why take ours? We got yours. Just call it
war, 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 war.
World War, yeah, yeah, call it hardcore, yeah, yeah, this is World War, yeah, yeah, call it hardcore, yeah, yeah, call it World War, I'm done. Straight on the beat, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
I will not lose.
Sudden impact. Never know the ending. Walking out of champions is never no pretending. You do think that you win it? You can never mention how we always on it. Keep them punished like detention. Go. Just call us the future. We dominate the enemy. Calling us the greatest, never reason for pretend to be. Hit the shining wizard, followed by a power line. Power plus speed, we the best when the team combined. We climbing, we rising higher. Above the ring, excitement, we united. Double team them, every move you should feel that. So break yourself if nothing else, it's time for sudden impact.
The future, we are the present. Take over everything with the present. Double team them. Every move you should feel, that's a break yourself with nothing else. It's time for sudden impact. The future, we are the present. Take over everything with the question. Double team them. Every move you should feel, that's a break yourself with nothing else. It's time for sudden impact.
We are like a nation. Impact, equal dominance. We win in every match. Use a bit of your common sense. Winning every title. Recalling it so obvious. Power slam the losers and the women give us compliments. We young, we are flashy.
racing like a track meet. We will never do no favorite dance, so never ask me. Tag team titles, we like the road warriors. We beating up the crowd and the people that supporting us. We climbing, we rising higher. Above the ring excitement, we united.
Let's go.
Double team them. Every move you should feel. That's a brace yourself. If nothing else, it's time for sudden impact.
I'm gone.
We climbing, we rising higher. Above the ring excitement, we united. Double team them. Leave them nowhere to move. Cause
I will not lose. We are the present. Everything was a question. Every move you should feel that. If nothing else, it's time for sudden impact.
With power,
the future, we are the present. Take over everything with the question. Double team, every move you should feel. That's a brace yourself. If nothing else, it's time for sudden impact.
What up, everybody? Welcome to this special edition of the Will and Tony Show. It's your boy, Will Green. Tony will most likely call sometime in the middle of the show. He had some business to take care of, so he couldn't fully host the show like he would want to. So it's just going to be me. And remember, if you want to listen to the show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Will and Tony Show. Or you can follow me on Instagram at WilliamGreen_CBXENT. All right. And you can follow me on Twitter at Will CBXENT. As so as you can follow me on Twitter also. Basically, this is a different show. This is a different show, you know. Add per episode, please. Okay. That's somebody that's posted in the group. I don't know where people be making up these rules for these groups, but I guess I won't be posting in there because the last time I posted something was 8 hours ago. But anyway, basically, we're going to be talking about the Baltimore Riots. Basically, I just want to talk about this because honestly, I just think riots to me are really stupid. Let me just throw this out here. For a second, before anybody asks me about this, apparently last year in San Francisco, and probably some other events that had to do with sports, I think teams who lost, the winning team who lost, the fans of the losing team, like went out and rioted. Well, first off, the only reason people are talking about these riots that's in Baltimore, to be honest, because number one, the national media brings it up because they're the national media, so that's what they're going to do. But to be honest, I don't really watch the news like that. In fact, the only reason I even found out about these riots and what was going on in Baltimore because social media. You guys are talking about it on social media, so that's how I found out about this situation. So I have to basically do research to find out exactly what happened. And like when I tweeted this, I said I'm out of the loop. What happened in like what's going on in Baltimore? Why are they rioting in Baltimore? First I got a comment that basically said. What is this person? I forgot who said it, but they said that another black guy was killed by police. Okay, I actually thought they opened fire and shot him, but I found, like, and then somebody told me that they beat him to death, and he suffered a spinal cord injury, and later died. Okay. Now, somebody else posted, like, commented on one of my Facebook posts because I went by what this person told me, and also went by what I read online. And they told me that 25-year-old Freddie Gray, apparently he was seen by police, taken into custody, and he later died in the custody because he was handcuffed to the back of their car. And they was riding, I guess, like driving side to side. And, you know, I guess he's bumped every side of the car like he was a pinball, and then he suffered a spinal cord injury. Then he later died because of his injuries. Now, to be honest, that's disgusting, to be honest, because police are supposed to protect and serve us, but they're going around killing us like it's nobody's business. They're killing us. They kill us for no reason. Now, there's a lot of stuff there's a lot of things that's going on. Like, people are bringing up Gray's rap sheet. I guess to suggest that he was an angel, but even if he's done all these things, he's a career criminal. That's no secret. But does that give the police the right to do what they did to him? No. Anybody deserves due process. Whatever it is, he would have got convicted of it anyway. If he did it. Remember, it's innocent until proven guilty. So, I don't know why people are bringing up this rap sheet, because at the end of the day, I wasn't there, so I don't know why the police got in contact with him. That's still going on investigation. Why they stopped him in the first place? I'm not going to assume that they stopped him for no reason. I'm not going to assume that he did something. I don't know what the hell happened, so I'll just leave it at that. But as far as the riots are concerned, I just want to know, how the hell does that help anybody? I mean, I'm all for peaceful protest. I'm all for that, but what the hell is the point of you destroying shit in your own neighborhood? What's the point? You destroying stores, you're flipping over cars, you're beating up innocent people. What the hell is the point of all that? Really? What is the point? What are you proving? I mean, I get that you're pissed off. I mean, I'm pissed off because I don't have the answers to these questions. People are asking, like, TZ, leader of Mortal Life, the group that I'm down with. Shout out to Mortal Life fam. And by the way, tune in to Mortal Life tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, Friday. As we discuss Floyd Mayweather Pacquiao fight this coming Saturday. And it's brought to you by Uproar Pro Wrestling. But he kind of got me upset with his rebuttal, because it's like when people ask, okay, I say that riots aren't the answer, so they're gonna ask me what is. Now, honestly, when people ask me that question, and reply to me not liking riots, it just makes me think that they're okay with it. I mean, I can understand that you're pissed off and everything, but what is destroying shit gonna do? Doesn't really help anything. It just makes things worse. And at the end of the day, if you're a taxpayer, guess what? You're gonna have some shit coming out of your paycheck state and federal, I should say. You're gonna be paying a lot in those taxes. They're gonna take everything out your taxes. Well, not everything, but they're gonna take a lot out your taxes just to fix the damage that's done to your city. And I never understood the point of even destroying your own shit. Honestly, if you want a solution, how about you go to the source? And this is hyperbole here. I'm not telling anybody to do this, but this is just a, hypothetical, if this makes sense to say, a hypothetical suggestion. Let's say for the sake of argument, the police didn't charge these police officers of killing Freddie Gray. Let's say they're not going to charge him at all. What the hell is destroying pharmacies? What is destroying barbershops and beating the hell out of innocent people going to do? And you want to do something about this? How about you go to the source? How about you go to the people that's pissed off, that you pissed off at? How about you go to the police station and destroy their shit? Why won't you do that? Since it's the police you claim that's causing your life, that's wrecking your lives. How come you don't do that? How come you don't destroy the police station? How come you don't flip over cop cars? And I'm talking about just dumb. I'm not including businesses, because you know people are over here chanting. Most of them are from New York, talking about bomb shit, bomb the bitch. Bomb this bitch. Okay, one of you got a business in Baltimore, or one of you got a business in a place like Baltimore, or even your city. One of they was riding in your city, and you had a barbershop, or you had a beauty salon, or you had a pharmacy, or whatever the hell you had, or a studio. Like, what would you say then if they destroyed your shit? You didn't have nothing to do with what's going on. What the protest is about. You didn't have a damn thing to do with it, did you? No. Like I said, I understand it. I just don't condone it, honestly. I don't understand it at all. I don't understand why people were destroying their own properties. I've never understood that. But I never understood that at all. But I'm gonna read some comments that was left on my Instagram. Basically, I pose a question. And by the way, I'm going to read these on the air. All right is the answer. I don't think so. But I'm going to read some answers from Instagram. Devil's favorite demon writes, think about the riots that happened before. Didn't last year San Francisco rioted when the Giants won the World Series? But weren't called thugs and all that. Us color folks do it. We call thugs. Now let me. Okay, I got an answer for that. I mean, I don't get why those guys ain't called thugs, and the black people that's going around Baltimore destroying shit, why they're called thugs. I mean, I get that. Honestly, like I said, I think that rioting makes us as black people bad, like more, look more worse. Now, people are just going to ask me to who? I'll just say to anybody. Not just white people, but to any race, because they already look down on us as it is. They always did. And now that the media is going around looking for stuff to film, because let's be real. The media only looks for the negative. They want to paint a negative paint on black people. So they'll look for anyone that's been, anyone that's setting fires to cars, anyone that's setting fires to stores, and whatever have you. They're going to look for that, but they're not going to look for the people that's peacefully protesting. They're not going to look for that. So that's my other thing. Why give these people something to film? Why? If you're talking all this shit about the media, trying to bring the black man down, or trying to bring the people down, I should say, then why are you giving these people something to film? Why the hell are you giving these people something to document? You know they want to paint it there, so why give them that power? You're giving them that power. Once they have it on tape, it's fact. It's written in stone. Because we all see you doing it. Does that make you... Are all the people that's down there doing all this shit thugs? No. They're not thugs at all. Some of them just follows you, if you ask me. But as far as teams, like the people that's doing it because they team won, first of all, you're an idiot because you're riding because your team won. That's dumb. How the hell do you ride because your team won? That's dumb as hell. I never heard no shit like that in my life. You gonna ride because your team won? Kidding me? Even riding because your team loses, that's stupid to me. To me, like, okay, if I have to put one on a scale, which one I'll be more mad at, I would be more mad at the people that's riding about sports. Because at the end of the day, you just destroyed your own shit for basically nothing. At least with the Baltimore riots, I can understand why they're doing it. I just don't condone it. There's a difference. What I'm for is a protest, and also what I'm for is we need to find new solutions on how to channel our anger when we're pissed off about something. Now you're gonna have some people that's gonna say, well. What is this? There's something that's been floating around here. Oh yeah. Something about broken windows means more than a broken spine. That's what people are asking. I wish people would stop with that bullshit too. We all know damn well that lives mean more than broken windows, but it's the fact that it's just the fact that innocent people are getting it because of this, and it's not fair. Just like it was not fair for Freddie Gray to get killed by the police, why are you having other people suffer? Why are you having the barbershop owner suffer? Why are you having restaurant owners or people who own businesses in Baltimore that's been working hard, why do they have to suffer because you're pissed? Why do they have to suffer? That's just the point. That's the point of the whole thing. Nobody says that that broken windows mean more than broken spines or whatever the hell that question was. Nobody said that. It's just the fact that people are trying to just paint it as if nobody cares about the victim. No, people care. It's just people don't condone this. And right now, the riots are overshadowing what the hell's going on. So, you know, you got people just justifying this. Over here saying, well, if we riot, then nobody's going to ask why we riot. That's the other stupid shit that I'm tired of hearing. So when something don't go your way, okay, I'm gonna ask you a question. So when something doesn't go your way, what are you gonna do? If your mother said that you couldn't go outside, what are you gonna do? You gonna destroy your room? What's that gonna do? Are you still getting your way? No. Are they gonna see that you ain't playing? Yeah. Not gonna mean shit because you're still not gonna go outside. Still, nothing's nothing positive is going to come out of this. I guarantee it. Most of these people are just doing it just to have their face on TV. They're only doing it for likes. Some of them are only doing it for likes. Some of them are doing it for actual reason. Like, this is what, okay, like, for example, the kid that got yanked out by his mother because she seen him on television throwing rocks. I mean, I don't necessarily agree with the beatdown on national TV, but I'll just give it the benefit. I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. If I see my child on TV, I don't know how would I react. But usually, if I do react accordingly, I'll most likely do it in private. But like I said, then again, who knows what I'll do? I don't have any kids. But if I did, I'll probably be pissed off too that I see my son or my daughter throwing rocks at a riot. Anybody has an opinion about this? Are riots the answer? And what are your thoughts on these riots? Like, when are they gonna stop? The number is 914-338-0517. That's 914-338-0517. Let me go to some. I'll post a question somewhere else. I just want to read the answers on the air. Man, I'm fired up. I'm also fired up for this fight this weekend. And don't forget to tune into the show basically later on today, 7 to 9 p.m. right here, right here on blogtalkradio.com. And it's another edition of the Will and Tony Show. We're talking about Mayweather-Pacquiao. This is basically the first portion of it. The second portion will be Friday. We're going to have it's going to be 2 days. I'm going to be on the air talking about it, so don't miss that. All right, so I'll post another one on Facebook. John Reed says, name me one ride that led to a positive change. Boston Tea Party, even though I really wouldn't consider that a riot, I consider that more like a protest. Because here's the thing, like, you don't even have to be violent with the protest. All you have to do is just be a disruption. Now, if it leads to violence, then that so be it. But at least you're not setting stores and all this stuff on fire. Like, if you're just standing somewhere and you're protesting, and you just happen to be arrested for what you're doing, okay, that's fine. You're basically you're willing to get arrested for what you believe in. I mean, if you want to get killed for what you believe in, that's fine. But at the end of the day, how does that help your cause if you're dead? Okay, and Craig writes, if more people would just get off their asses and vote instead of standing in lines for Jays, there would be a change and not necessary. Now, you know what? I actually agree with that because here's the thing. It's like people complain that there's not enough black people in certain places. Rather, it's in politics, law enforcement, and higher places. But it all starts with what you tell your kids. It all starts there. You got a lot of kids. You got a lot of parents that encourage their kids to, you know, become doctors, become lawyers, law enforcement. It's always like it's always something like, oh, the police are bad, or being a public servant is bad. And it's not bad. Actually, let me not say parents, because I don't believe parents be telling their kids that, honestly. I think it's just peers. Period. I think it's just when you're around your peers, because there's a lot of people that'll tell me, "Yo, why do you want to be a cop for? Yo, why do you want to be a cop? You, they pussy. All you do is lock and harass black people. Why you want to become that?" And my answer to that is, don't even give a damn what people think. You do whatever you want to do because you love it. That's all you can ask for. That's all you can ask for. But anyway, yeah. If it was more people voting for elective officials that look like them, if they ran, then maybe we probably wouldn't be having this much problem as far as the DA charging these people with false charges and stuff. And it's like, I think it does come down to voting, because we elect the people that's in office, and the people that's in office, they're the ones that make these laws for us. And another thing that I just want to say. Probably be called Uncle Tom if you listen to this. I'll probably be called Uncle Tom or Coon, but honestly, at this point, I really don't give a damn anymore what you call me, because it is what it is. If you think I'm a coon, then I'm a coon. You think I'm an Uncle Tom, I'm Uncle Tom. But at the end of the day, I know what I am. You can call me whatever you want. I just want to ask this question. Black people are killed nearly every other day by other black people on the block for sometimes no reason. Well, most of the time it's most likely for really nothing. Probably fighting over a damn corner or some other dumb shit. But why the hell ain't nobody riding now? Then, where was y'all then when your fellow black man was killed in the corner or in the hood? Where was you then? Where was you then? Where was the riots then? Where was the outrage then? Because it seems like this is exactly why I don't like these riots and what the reason for it is. Because number one, You're only doing it because a white police officer, according to reports, because I really don't know the facts of this, I'm reading what's being put out there by the media. But Gray got killed by white police officers. So if it was a black civilian, would you care? Would you care? Would you riot? Would you set fire to cars and stores and what have you? Would you do it then? No, because nobody hears about it. Just like I'm gonna go back to the sports riots. The reason nobody talks about that or brings that up because the national media doesn't care about it. That's why. I didn't even know anything about that because, number one, I don't follow college basketball. I heard somebody wrote on my Instagram that the San Francisco Giants fans did it. I can't even say San Francisco tonight. Tired as hell. The San Fran fans are the one. They set fire to stuff and stuff like that. But my thing is, like I said, that's stupid. But I didn't hear about that. I didn't know anything about that. I didn't hear about that until I read that in that comment. Like, I think that's pretty stupid. I don't think that nobody should be called thugs. At the end of the day, I just think it's dumb. Really dumb if you go, let's destroy shit because you didn't get your way. I just think it's asinine. But I didn't hear anything about that because like I said, nobody talks about it. None of you guys talked about it, apparently. Like, nobody brings this stuff up until after somebody says something about the stuff. Like, okay, like if you're trying to defend something, you're gonna defend it. If you're black, white, or whatever race, and it opposes what you are or what you believe in, you're gonna say something. So what you'll do, you'll deflect it, and that is a deflection. You're deflecting what's being said about you back to white people in sports. Basically, what you're saying is, why aren't they getting called thugs, and how come nobody brings this up? Well, the reason nobody brings it up because it's not broadcast as much as the riots are. So basically, as far as me, I only go by what I see. Speaking for myself, when that came to light, I didn't know about no sports riots. I didn't know anything about those. I just seen a few posts today that was speaking about it, and the only reason that they brought that up because the people that's protesting in Baltimore are being talked about, so they want to bring that up now. Like I said, I didn't know anything about that. And another thing, the only reason I even knew about what happened in Baltimore, like I said earlier, to open up the show, is because social media. Friends on Facebook. I have Twitter connected to my Facebook, so I sent the tweet. People saw it. They told me what happened. Then I did my own research. And I'm like, they really did this to this man? They really put this man inside of a cop car. Now, what I read online is they put him inside a damn van, and they bent his legs over his head, and that's how his spinal cord snapped, and then he died. That's what I read. But I don't really watch news at all. I don't really watch news. I don't watch it at all. So that's how come I didn't know. I didn't know anything about this situation. I didn't know not a damn thing about this situation at all. You guys that know me personally that has me as a friend on Facebook. Y'all guys screwed me. Y'all guys brought this to my attention. Y'all the one that posted stuff that was shared by NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't like them. But, yeah. Those are all reported by those major networks. And you guys shared it. Or you guys are just talking about it. And I was like, I'm looking through my news feed, and I'm like, what the hell is going on in Baltimore? That's the only reason why I knew about that. Get my drift? And if you don't get it, I'm just gonna tell you anyway. The only reason I saw or even knew about this because you guys talked about it. I didn't know not a damn thing about this. I don't watch the news. Apparently, y'all do, or if y'all don't watch the news, one of your friends shared it on Facebook or other social media websites. So that's how I found out. But the people that you should blame for not putting certain things out there is media. That's who you should thank. The number to call for anybody want to chime in is 914-338-0517. We're talking about the Baltimore Riders. You're listening to the Will and Tony shows. Will Green is here. Tony, he'll most likely call later on in the show, if I even go that far, because to be honest, I'm tired as all hell. Doing radio and working a 9-to-5 is a grind. And I do have to be back on the air tomorrow, and I'm going to be on the air Friday as well. So, now check me out. I'm grinding here. Radio is a grind. It's a hectic grind, but I'm bearing with it. We'll take a little short break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about this as well, and Tony.
I saw them shit like a slave, got me black. Boy, you see. I turn, I be black. I'm a channel. Me go and turn full of rocks. And you know to do it. Left side, I be back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them has to be doomed from the start. I be black. But remember this. Every race starts from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, I'm sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. Cynicism is grimy, little justification. I'm African American, I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a fucking Aryan. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people, I can tell cause it's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your waist is equal. No, I can tell because you in love with the devil eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain and you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Xhosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that want to build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Green, the number to call is 914-338-0517, and we're talking I'm just sitting here talking about the Baltimore riots. As for my opinion on riots, I understand people's anger, I understand people's frustration, but I just don't believe in destroying where you sleep at to get a point across. Because destroying where you live doesn't necessarily make a point. It necessarily won't even bring you change. There's ways of going about it. You want to go about it in a way where you want to destroy shit. How about you go to the source? Like I said earlier in the show, I'm not actually sitting here telling people to do this, but one of those hypothetical suggestions, if you will, if it's any such thing as that. If you really felt a way, if you really wanted to do something about this, why don't you go band together like you do? Like you're doing in the streets, to throw Molotov cocktails or whatever the hell have you at these stores, and destroying property of random people and beating the hell out of innocent people. Why don't you band together and go to a police station? All of you, go to a police station. Go flip those cars. How about you bum rush a building? Bum rush it. Set fire to whatever the hell is inside. Beat the shit out of everybody that's inside. How come you don't do that? How come you don't go to the precinct and do that? What, you're afraid to go to jail? You stupid fools. You're going to go to jail anyway. You're gonna get your ass beat anyway, so you may as well go all out for what you believe in, and not half-ass it. it's just crazy. Like if you want to protest, do it. You could do it in a peaceful manner. You could do it like if the idea of a protest is to disrupt something. So if you want to disrupt the movement of Baltimore, or disrupt how the police do their job, of course you have to formulate a plan to execute it. I'm not telling you just go out there and do it, but you have to formulate a plan. And I don't know what the answers are. I really don't anymore. As of right now, I don't know what the answers are. I don't know. I don't even know anymore. I don't know what the answers are. Excuse me, let me on. The answers could be anything but destroying your own property. We're talking about the Baltimore riots. Call in 914-338-0517. And as I said before, black people are killed every day in the neighborhoods of Baltimore. Where were the protests then? Where were the riots? Where were Al Sharpton? Where were Jesse Jackson? Where were they? Where the hell were they? Nowhere to be found because I'm just gonna tell you straight up like this. I'm not pro black, but I am pro life. I think we as people should be able to live our life with peace and harmony. I want everybody to succeed in life. I want everybody to succeed in life no matter what. I said, do what makes you happy in life. Now this one, like now that I have the time, there's one thing that I found fascinating. I don't know if this is true or not, to be honest. Actually, you know what? Before I bring that up, I just want to bring up that apparently earlier tonight, a protest demanding justice for Freddie Gray that happened here in New York also. It happened in New York. It happened like here in the city. I wish I would have found out about that. I would have went. But apparently people were arrested after that. But hey, so I don't know what hey. And it was a march organized by the Millions of March in New York City. And as I can see, it's whites and blacks joining this march. I commend that. I wish I was actually there. I wish I would have known about this earlier, but I didn't. I found it out on Twitter actually that it was a protest here in New York City. Oh yeah, Richard Evans. my manager at MTO Entertainment, he said something that fascinated that was fascinating. He said that most of the people that's at these riots are not from Baltimore. In fact, he believes that they're from different states. I mean, I don't know where these people are from. I don't know how you determine that, but I mean, he can. I mean, he's. If you're listening, you're welcome to come on and explain to me how he knows that, because I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's not. I don't know. I mean, there could be some people from other states that will travel out to Baltimore or any place like that. That's like, if it's near, like. New York to Baltimore, it's a four-hour drive, so I can see somebody wanting to go over there and show face just to get likes on Facebook and favorites and retweets on Twitter. I can see that, but hey, I don't know. I don't know anymore. Like, it's really hard for me to even, like, you got, like, four-hour drive, then you got Virginia. That's, like, not that far away. You got Washington, D.C. Yeah, you have people from those places that can come to Baltimore and pretty much do something, and pretty much say something. Or do something. I don't know. All right, I just want to share something with y'all right quick. This is actually what I found before I went on there. In fact, I will share with you right after we take this break right quick. It's Will and Tony.
I write better music when I'm depressed. Making music is the only value you're upset. But what is left? The fact I will never be underestimated. Never been duplicated. Dealing with frustration. Shedding tears writing this rap. But here's the recap. These people speak on lying back like we believe that. I realize the devil working all days. From principal in the schools to children in the hallways. We all say, life is something we can guarantee. It is just a present that our soul will live with energy. Attempting for attention, nothing else to disgrace. Living with my soul is something I can't replace. I got a son to feed, not living comfortably. Greatness not given. Reading like religion, make the hustler different. I gotta get to my goals. To doubt me is to hate me. And now I'm all about control. A grown man should never stop a man's hustle. A real man's always there to tell you that he loves you. Trust who? In this world of picking roles and giving goals, I dump it down. You can keep them all, but that we should know. Answer the issue of what you time for. What these niggas thinking they rapping, getting they rhyme for. What you think you gonna be 80 getting them down for? Ain't up that getting it, what you blaming your shine for? I'm just speaking, breaking it now and even. Living just for the days and planning for better evenings. All words that you speak of, taking it all the time. This is just all of mine, one shot. I'm just speaking, breaking it now and even. Living just for the days and planning for better evenings. All words that you speak of. Yes. Taking it all the time, it's just all of my one shot. Yeah, I'm taking this time to my fans again. Might only be 10, but I'ma do it till my time will end. Everyone wants the truth, but now the time is meant. So I'ma give you straight, no chase.
gon' find it then. Listening to people who haven't been through the same shit. Only time they names in books for name change shit. Everybody Tony, nobody will be Manolo. He died over someone he loved, and that we know though. This is just a life, we living inside the matrix. To live inside a world where people react to sacred. No one ever wrong, and never will be the verdict. People killing their fans and killing others on purpose. Don't be surprised whenever it hits a fan. All you have is your word, and not many will understand. You lived out a lie just to erase a plan. But the truth is just a gift, whenever it comes to man. I'm just speaking, breaking an hour even. Living just for the days and planning for better evenings. All words that you speak of, taking it all the time. This is just all of my one shot. I'm just speaking, breaking an hour even. Living just for the days and planning for better evenings. All words that you speak of, taking it all the time. This is just all of my one shot.
Hey, welcome back to the Will and Tony Show. It's your boy Will Green. Here rocking with you solo. The number to call is 914-338-0517. We're talking about the Baltimore riots. Well, I'm here actually talking about the Baltimore riots, being that I'm riding solo. Before I went to break, I said that I was going to share something with y'all. The headline, this is something that I got from the BaltimoreSun.com news. The truth about Freddie Gray's pre-existing injury from the car accident. I'm just going to read this verbatim right quick. And it says, online reports are swirling that Freddie Gray had spinal surgery shortly before he died in police custody and had collected a payout and a settlement from a car accident. Those reports, which raised questions about the injury that led to his death on April 19th, point to Howard County court records as proof. Court records examined Wednesday by the Baltimore Sun showed the case that had nothing to do with the car accident and a spine injury. Whoever wrote this need to proofread. Instead, they are connected to a lawsuit alleging that Gray had a sister Gray and his sister were injured by exposure to lead paint. Paperwork was filed in December of Elon Gray and his sister Frederica to each collect the $18,000 payment from the Peachtree settlement funding. Records showing in exchange, Peachtree would have received $108,439 annuity that was scheduled to be paid in $602 monthly installments between 2024 and 2039. In her documents, Frederica Gray, check others in the quotation marks, actually described the type of accident. She also said that the date of the accident was 94-99, and she was a minor when the case was settled. In his documents, Freddie Gray checked work injury, medical malpractice, and auto accident as the type of accident. When asked to explain, he wrote something that is unreadable. He also wrote something unreadable when asked if he was a minor when the case was settled. Both cases were filed at the same time by a New Jersey law firm. A judge dismissed the case on April 2nd. When neither Gray nor his sister appeared in court, records show. Gray's death sparked as more than a week protests in Baltimore, including some that turned violent and led to looting. If y'all want to read the rest of this, y'all can go to the Baltimore Sun. That's the BaltimoreSun.com. You'll find it there. In fact, let me see. I actually saw something else that was on that before I went on the air from another article, not even the Baltimore Sun. Well, I basically can't find it, but basically it actually had an actual copy, photocopy of the documents of the lawsuit that was filed from the injury that he may have received before the accident. So if it was a pre-existing injury, then I think that changes how they gonna look into this case. But still, no, you don't put somebody in a car, you don't drive off, you don't make their body go like a pinball machine until they end up dead. Or is that what the intentions were? I don't know what these guys' intentions were, but that was dumb. Like, what kind of dumb people are you? Are you stupid? What are you trying to get them to talk? In fact, that's exactly what I said. They're trying to get... It sounds like they're trying to get this man to talk. That sounds like a tactic they do in Law and Order a lot. That sounds like one hell of a tactic. But that's all for tonight. Sorry I wasn't able to do a complete 2 hours. This show is just a drag, but if you missed any of tonight's episode, make sure you go to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/The Will and Tony Show. You can basically re-listen to what you missed during this broadcast. And I'll speak to y'all tomorrow. It's Will and Tony. We don't believe.